Thank you, Sethia. So the background of this is that the people are in exile. They've been taken into captivity because of their sins and their disobedience over a long period of time. But the Lord has a plan for his people, and he has a plan for us as people. He's speaking to Israel here, but he speaks to us as well. And his plan is that he is going to restore and to bring his people back into the land, that they're going to repent from their sins. And he's going to give them forgiveness and restoration. God plans for revival in response to our prayers. First thing I'd like you to note is that forgiveness results in God's favor and blessing. This is what the sovereign Lord says, verse 33. On the day I cleanse you from your sins, I will resettle your towns and the ruins will be rebuilt. On the day that I cleanse you from all your sins. Let me ask you, have you confessed your sins before God? For revival to take place in my life or yours, we must own up to our sins and confess. God has a plan to pour out his favor and blessing upon us, to revive us and to strengthen us. But we must identify what those sins are, agree with him as to our offenses, and to forsake them. He is waiting for us, wanting to forgive us. Secondly, God listens and he responds to prayer. This is what the sovereign Lord says, verse 37 and 38. Once again, I will yield to the plea of the house of Israel and do this for them. I will make their people as numerous as sheep, and the ruined cities will be filled with flocks of people. I will yield to the plea of my people. This plea could be a corporate plea, but it begins as individuals, just as the great saints of the Bible pray on behalf of their people, but on including themselves as part of the problem. Daniel confesses his sins, the sins of his father. Josiah does the same thing. We must see the offenses that are so separating us from God and pray and ask God for forgiveness, for cleansing. And then thirdly, God will produce, create spiritual life where there is none. Verse 30, chapter 37, 1 through 10. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I'll make breath enter you and you'll come to life. I'll attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you. Then you'll know that I'm the Lord. And he hears this rattling of bones coming together. And God is assembling each body. And there they stand, fully clothed as a great army before the Lord. Once just lifeless, dried bones, he's brought them together as a vast army. Truly a message of hope that God himself, who created us, can take the dry bones of our lives and he can put them back together and breathe life into us. A spiritual vitality. He will turn death and hopelessness into a spirit-filled hope and joy. The bones say, they're dried up and they say, our hope is gone, we are cut off. But what the sovereign Lord says is, oh my people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you back from them. I'll bring you back into the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live and I will settle you in your own land. God has given us a blessed hope as his people. He has breathed life into us. And again today, as he has in the past, he can give us that new spiritual vitality again. I'd like you to examine your own life before God. Am I lukewarm? Have I fallen into a spirit of self-complacency, depending on myself to take care of things? Or is there a real vital relationship with God? Have I fallen prey to just making do with life as it is? Or am I really extreme for God? Have I put myself on the line? Am I taking up my cross daily and following him? God wants us to be extreme in our devotion to Him, to love Him deeply and to set our minds and our hearts on the things above where Christ is seated, not on the things of this earth. Are you taking the Word of God seriously? I hope you are. I hope I am. If we aren't, let's determine this day that we're going to change. And as God tells us something in our life that needs to change, let's begin there. Confess it as sin and abandon it. And commit ourselves fully to Him and to His Word so that revival will begin in us right here and spread throughout our church in New England for His glory. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You and we praise You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that it tells us over and over again in so many places that You are the one who is the author of life and the restorer of our spirits. Father, so many times we stray from You, and the tendency is for us to run down and to become weary and to become complacent, self-satisfied and self-sufficient, independent from You. Forgive us, Lord. We would pray that revival would begin right here in our own hearts and would spread through our church and through this community and through New England and across this land, around the globe. We commit ourselves to You, Father, even as Josiah in the days of Judah. We would pray that You would bring change in our hearts and in this place to Your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.